What's up, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the All Sports Best Podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and today I've got a very special guest. His name is Kevin Lucio. He runs the Grind Time, the official Grind Time, with two R's, by the way, if you're looking it up, on Instagram and Twitter. What I've got to ask you is, first off, how did you get started, and obviously, how are you doing today?
Thanks for having me. I actually got started, I started on Instagram, and I wanted to start a page. It's funny, not even related to satire. It was just about basically like celebrities and athletes, entrepreneurs who are giving back to the community. And through that, I realized that the sports posts were getting the most attention. So I was like, let me focus more on sports. So I was doing, you know, just kind of reposting stuff. My background is in video editing, but I knew a little bit of graphic design. So I said, you know what, let me try this out and try to create a custom post. And the first post that really blew up was actually right around the time that Magic Johnson became the GM of the Lakers.
Wow.
And when that happened, I decided to post this meme where, and it was basically a fake satire quote of him, and it said, first thing I'm going to do is build a wall between the Clippers and the Lakers to prevent all the bandwagon fans from coming back.
Dang.
And
that's a good one.
And yeah, and I live in L.A. I'm originally from Texas, but I live in L.A., and I knew it was going to hit home to a lot of L.A. has never stopped being a Lakers town, even though the Clippers have done well. So they were pretty happy about Magic Johnson, so I figured it would hit home. And sure enough, that post got reposted everywhere. I mean, like the biggest Laker fan pages on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter were all reaching out to me. A lot of them just stole it. They cut my logo out, so I had to go in and like ask them to add my handle. But the biggest one, there was like some celebrities like George Lopez, like Cypress Hill, just a few of them just put it up, and I was really happy because it brought attention to the page, and I was still very small. I maybe had like 1,000 or 2,000 followers
wow,
at that time, maybe less, and then it just kind of, I saw it just blow up. So then the next one, I was like, you know what, this whole Laker thing is kind of, you know, going really strong. There was rumors that Paul George was going to, you know, head over to the Lakers. And so I came up with another satire quote that said, let's make the Lakers great again, with a picture of Paul George.
Right.
And then that one blew up. And that was, you know, that was kind of the beginning that I saw, like, wow, I battled with like the whole fake news thing, but like I never claimed it was real. I was like, no, it's obviously fake, you know, let people know. And but after that, it kind of just became a thing. And I kind of had more of a focus in that type of niche where it was just, you know, funny. They're really, I really all I thought about was like, these are people post stuff like this on Twitter or memes like this,
right?
It's just kind of like words. And I was like, these are just memes in HD. Like, that's really all it is.
Right, for real.
And since then, it's kind of, it builds from there. So yeah, that's pretty much how I got started and where I'm at now.
That's awesome.
Kind of led to this.
Definitely quite the story there. And for those of you at home that are listening, just for reference, if you haven't actually looked up the page itself, it has 13,800 followers on Instagram and 2,000 plus on Twitter. So definitely getting the word out there with every post that you do, which is really cool. And one of the things that is striking to me, which is cool about this interview, is that I can kind of bring you to life as far as the account goes, because a lot of times you look at an Instagram account that's got a lot of followers and you're thinking, all right, this is all about bots. You know what I mean? Like, these are fake followers, or this is a fake account or whatever. This is something that you built from the ground up by yourself, correct?
Right. Yeah. And every post varies. Like, if it's good, it's good. And I get those likes, I get those comments. If it's bad, you know, or even kind of mediocre, it'll kind of just, you know, I'll hover around maybe 600-700 likes or whatever. And Yeah, everything. I try to keep it organic because I know that if I ever try to monetize it in the future, and then, you know, companies will know, you know, if it's fake, it's fake. And if you're trying to promote something and get the word out, whatever it is, then you're not getting real eyes on it.
Right.
So I try to keep it as organic as I can. Absolutely.
You mentioned George Lopez as one of the top celebrities that is either mentioned or kind of shed light on your account itself. Who is, would you say, is the biggest celebrity that ever retweeted you or, you know, shared your content?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'll probably still say it was him. I know, I should have looked it up because I had, like, screenshots. Because he's the only one that's actually, like, reposted my stuff that I can think off the top of my head. But I have had, like, verified and, like, big accounts who've been celebrities. Like, I think my favorite one, well, was Rudy Gay, because I think I had a post on when he got signed to the Spurs, and I was really happy about that. I've been a Rudy Gay fan throughout his career, and I'm a Spurs fan, so I was really excited about it. And when I saw his name come up that he liked that post, I think I was really excited. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. It's funny because I created a list of,
yeah,
you know, the famous people who either liked or commented, and I totally blanked out. I should have looked it up before this, but it's been a few, not as many as I like, as I want to yet, but hey, it's still growing. But George Lopez, I think, has been the biggest for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And I like the fact that you mentioned the Spurs. I'm going to have to ask you on that because of one of the last posts that you did was a great voiceover dub on Kawhi Leonard and him being interviewed about some of the things that are being rumored. Are the Kawhi Leonard rumors something to be concerned about for the Spurs?
You know, I don't think there is because he's been such a great franchise player for us. I mean, it was like he was made for the Spurs. I think him and any Spurs player that has developed within that system has a sense of loyalty because they know that the coaching staff has been there for them and has developed them. And I think there's always that sense of loyalty. I mean, look at Danny Green. He probably could have signed a really huge contract, bigger than what he did with the Spurs, but he gave that hometown discount because, hey, he was an unsigned free agent. You know, the Spurs took a chance on and developed him.
Yeah.
And I think players know that in their hearts, like, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be for the success of not only the, you know, your own career, but for the team. There's a big community that's around Kawhi that supports him, you know, and it doesn't matter how he performs from here on out. Even if he wasn't the same after injuries or whatever, we'd love him no matter what. And that's not something you can go to, you know, you can't just go to like the Heat or something, or,
right,
you know, it's not going to work that way. So I think these are just, I'm sure there is some sort of disagreement between him and management that's going on about his rehab process, but it's been overblown about him wanting to leave and not getting free agents. Because the Spurs, frankly, they've never been that type of team to try to get a free agent and win a championship that way. You know, it's all
right
about developing the players that they have and as a team becoming greater and trying to win a championship. So I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Your account focuses primarily on the NBA. So I'm going to continue on, obviously, with the NBA questions. My biggest thing is that one of the biggest things that's going on right now as far as sports news goes is all-star snubs. Not about who just made it, but about who did not make it. And who would you say maybe, you know, do you have a top two or three that you would say have the biggest snubs?
Yeah, actually, I think, to me, Paul George was the biggest snub. I mean, that guy plays his heart out on both ends of the floor, offense, defense. And I think, for me, the way I measure a player who should be an all-star is, you know, if you took him off that team and put him on a different team, would he still be that type of player? And Paul George, he's one of those players that I think you could put him on any team, and he's gonna be the leader on that team, if not the second best player on that team. And he's going to be the type of player that you can build around. And when I start looking at the team, like, you know, I don't want to upset any Warriors fans, but, I mean, Draymond Green to me just isn't an all-star. Like, I understand he does
he has a history
things for them. Yeah, he's got a history for sure. But I mean, to me, I don't think if you put him on a team like the Pistons, if you put him on the Magic, like, is he really going to be – is he going to make the All-Star team?
That's a good point.
I don't think so. So I think Paul George is the biggest snub there. You can make a case for Andre Drummond. I mean, he's been balling. I think he's averaging like 15 rebounds. He's averaging a double-double. So, you know, on the East, I'd probably go with Andre Drummond. And honestly, I'm kind of thinking Devin Booker. Even I like Devin Booker a lot. And when I looked at his stats, I mean, I didn't realize, you know, he was doing that well. And he was doing well when I watched him. But when I checked his stats, he's averaging something like let me check this out. He's averaging 4.7 assists, 4.4 rebounds, and only about six other players who are all stars also made, you know, are averaging that or more. So I think he'd probably be my third pick as a snub there.
Wow, okay. So and a lot of people haven't been shedding light on Devin Booker as much as the others. And one of the ones that stands out to me as well, and this is something that I thought was probably one of your best posts. You might disagree, but it's the Chris Paul post. Obviously, he didn't make it as an all-star, but you put on your Instagram page that he was getting ready to sign a brand new contract with El Chapo because he knows how to navigate through tunnels, and that guy can get you out of anything. So, and that was amazing. That was great. So what kind of went into the process of thinking, I guess, just thinking that joke through?
honestly, I was just, when that happened, I had been watching that game, and then, you know, I see all these alerts come up, you know, talking about this fight, and I'm just like, what is going on? So I started looking for research, anything I can do. I started looking, and the more I find out, the funnier this story gets, and everybody is kind of, I think, what's his name? I forget his name, but he's with ESPN. I think his last name is Tory. He was, like, posting these funny tweets about what was going on. It was like a satire type of thing. Like, he's like, oh, you know, Clint Capela was wearing a mustache, and, like, they snuck. And I was like, how funny would this be if, like, I created my own kind of narrative of this? And when someone said something about a secret tunnel in the Staples, like, it hit. It was just like, I made the connection. I was like, this whole thing, Giselle Chapo, like, you know, sneaking people in.
Right.
And I was like, how can I build off of that? And I came up with that. The El Chapo offered him a contract.
That's insane, dude. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Of course, the whole account is very fun to look at as well. But my next question for you, and this goes back to, sorry for bouncing around, but we're going to go back to the NBA All-Star starters. And what I wanted to ask you was, if you could pick the first two players out of anybody in the pool of 10, including Steph and LeBron, even though they're the ones drafting, who would you choose at number one on the list of 10, and who would you choose at number two? It's like you're coaching, and you get the first two picks. The next guy gets the next two picks. Who are going to be your two dudes to lead the team? You get the whole pool of 10.
Wow. Well, I think if I could pick LeBron, I would definitely pick LeBron. I mean, it's just that guy's the best player in the NBA right now. I mean, after that, I think it'd be a tough decision. As I start thinking like a coach, like, all right, well, I got the small forward position, maybe the power forward position. You know, should I think I'd have to go with Kyrie. Like, I would want Kyrie, and it'd be cool to see him on the same team again, just to kind of see, you know, just to kind of reminisce on their championship run.
Yeah.
And how they played with it as a team. So I think I'd probably go Kyrie number two, and that's not, you know, a diss on any. Obviously, all the players are great. You can't go wrong with whomever you pick. But personally, I'd probably take Kyrie number two, just to see them play together and watch them do their thing, man. They're entertaining to watch.
Definitely. We talked about this earlier on the show, as a matter of fact, which is crazy. But when I did mine, it was number one was KD. KD, and number two was LeBron. So I'm kind of there with you, but I wanted to kind of go into the whole KD situation. Whereas, you know, a lot of people are kind of hating on the guy for leaving teams. And a thing that I wanted to ask you was Zion Williamson signs to Duke. What are the chances that we see KD in a Duke uniform next year?
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be good? that would be all over ESPN. That'd be all over Fox News.
Right.
FS1, you name it. And it would be like the meme of the century. Yeah, man. Here's the thing. He went to UT, and he was a great college player. Even though he only did one, he was a one and done player. And I liked him then. So if he went back to college, I'd probably like him more. Even if he did switch teams, but if he goes back to the old KD, yeah, I'd probably like him.
I got you. So, I just want to say thank you very much for being on the show. I appreciated you being on. Guys, if you're looking to follow this account, make sure that you do. And also follow Kevin himself. It's at Kevin Lucio X, which would be at KevinLucioX. So that's where you're going to find him on Twitter. And then also, obviously, you've got to follow at Grind Time on Instagram. So it's GRRINDTIME. So could I ask you one last question? My last question for you is, why two R's in Grind Time?
I was actually looking to get just one R, you know, Grind Time. I've always liked that that name, and some of my favorite like rap artists, like Chameleon Air, I grew up with Houston rap, so they used to always use that word. It's Grind Time, and you know, so I love that word, and together. But when I looked it up, it was taken, and I was like, oh man. And the process to get it, you know, I'm still thinking about it, just doing the one R. But I was like, when I was thinking of other names, I was like, wait, why don't I just differentiate a little and just use two R's?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a growl, like like grind, you know. So
right.
So I was like, let me add another R. And when I did, I looked at the domain and everything. I liked the way it looked, actually. And it's just a good and a bad thing. I think it's different. It's a little harder to search, but when I see it in the graphics, I love the way it looks. So it's kind of just like a personal thing for me. And it also reminds me to, you know, even though it's kind of silly, like the growl, you get the extra R, just to like try harder, like to keep grinding. And just a little extra on it, a little more soft, I guess.
Wow, very cool. That is a cool explanation for sure. Kevin, we appreciate you being on the show. It was a blast for me to find out a lot more about you. Guys, make sure to follow them on Grind Time on Instagram or Twitter, and follow Kevin at Kevin Lucio X. So any last words for anybody that might be possibly following you soon?
Thanks for having me. And hey, anybody who wants to follow me, you know, shoot me a DM. I'll follow back. Keep doing your thing, man. I appreciate you having me on. We'll see how this NBA season goes, and hopefully we'll get some more entertaining stuff that happens this year, the way the drama happened last year towards the playoffs. So it'll be a good season. You know, I'll be coming with some more satire and funny memes. So, and if there's anything you guys want to see, you let me know. If you have any ideas, for sure, I'll give you guys credit where credit is due. So if you got any ideas, shoot them over to me.
Who's winning the NBA Finals this year? Last question, sorry.
Man.
Drop that on me.
It's a tough one. It's still early. Man, I hate to say it, but, I mean, the Warriors just look like, you know, they're going to be there. I hope it's like a rematch. I'd like to see the Cavs and Warriors go back at it and maybe LeBron try to get some retribution. I think that'd be fun to watch. But the Celtics have been looking great. Rockets look fire, but I don't know. Like, I kind of always fizzle out around playoff time. So if I had to pick, I'd probably still go with the Warriors.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And, guys, be sure to check out our sponsors, Constructors Inc., Rugged Trade, Kaleidoscoops, Ice Cream and More, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Albertsons Market. Thank you very much.